Tuned. Drive Time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. What's the Cape Drive Time? Welcome back. 072-238-0712 gets you to the WhatsApp page. And there you can comment, you can query, and you can criticize. As the number of coronavirus infections in South Africa continues to rise, hopefully it's reached a peak, the death rate is below the global average of 3.4%. So this leads to the question, why is our fatality rate so low, which is something that's welcome, and why is our recovery rate so high, which is above 50%? Online to give us some data is independent researcher, senior researcher at the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR for short, Dr. Ridwan Suleiman. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me, Shafiq.
Pleasure. It's interesting because for some time I've been wondering about our stats, because if I superimpose them over other countries, our graph is pretty different, isn't it? I think our recovery rate is over 50%, and fortunately our mortality rate seems to be lower than the rest of the world. So how do you understand that when you crunch the numbers?
That's indeed very correct. So looking at the recoveries first, we've got currently just over 70,000 recoveries, which as a percentage of the total number of cases is just under 49%. It has been above 50% for a while now. It's just dropped below 50% over the last few days. At the same time, as you've mentioned, the death rate has been quite low relative to the global average. Currently, we have over 2,500 deaths, unfortunately. But the good news is that the case fatality rate has remained below 2%. In fact, it's about 1.8% at the moment. And this is lower than the global average. It's a very good and very pertinent question that you ask. Why is our case fatality rate lower than the global average? There are a few theories out there, and it's a very interesting question.
Okay, just something quickly before we get into the theories. If one looks at the figures for the United States, for example, they are flatlining on recoveries. Is this due to bad data collecting, or is it that bad in the U.S. for some reason?
To be quite honest, I don't know the answer to that question. I do know that the cases in the U.S. are surging as well at the moment. The recoveries, I guess, are dependent also on the way that they are reported. Some countries do test for recovery to make sure that the virus is basically, if you recovered and you're testing negative, then you're reported to have recovered. Other countries don't necessarily test again for recovery, but wait until 14 days after not showing any more symptoms, or 14 days after being discharged. So there are various factors that could come into it. And to answer your question, I'm not specifically sure what is happening in the U.S. in terms of recoveries there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think nobody really knows what's going on in the U.S., full stop. But let's get to South Africa. Reasons, theories as to why our numbers are so interesting as opposed to other countries like Europe and Italy, or Italy and Spain, just for example, whose graphs were completely different to ours.
So in terms of the... Yeah, indeed, our graphs are quite different, and I think our early lockdown had a lot to do with that. We decreased the rate of growth of infections quite significantly at the beginning of the lockdown period, and so we delayed the spread of the infection. It has, however, been increasing of late, and we are seeing a surge in cases. So I think we're approaching our peak, and we're approaching the levels that countries in Europe that you referred to saw earlier on. The numbers in South Africa are also dependent on the different provinces. So we must also understand that the virus is spreading at different rates in the different provinces. We had Western Cape being the epicenter for quite a long time now, but of late, Eastern Cape has picked up, and Gauteng cases in Gauteng are now surging, and Gauteng is now quickly becoming the epicenter of the virus. So one needs to also take into account the different provinces and the way it's spreading there to kind of understand the bigger picture nationally. In terms of the recoveries, the numbers have been driven mostly by recoveries in the Western Cape. Now, Western Cape's recovery rate is close to 70% of reported cases. And so that's driving the higher recovery rate that we're seeing nationally.
Okay, I mean, can one put a finger on it? I mean, why is this case? I can remember right at the beginning there being some speculation as to whether the regimen of inoculations that South Africans have, whether it was the TB medicine or whatever it was, that might actually play quite a significant factor, ARVs for AIDS, etc. So, I mean, what exactly comes out of all of this?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of theories out there, as we say. I think it is difficult to confirm. What seems most plausible, in my opinion, is that South Africa has a younger median age population compared to countries in Europe and Asia, etc. So we're looking at a younger population in South Africa, and we know that the COVID-19 virus has been most severe amongst those in the higher age groups, those 60 and above. So to me, what seems most plausible is we have a younger population, and we seem to be able to recover quicker, or at least be able to recover better than other countries globally.
Now, do we know a lot more about COVID-19 than when we started? Because we've certainly seen some very crazy theories are coming around on my phone. I do not know whether this is conspiracy theory or not. This says now we are realizing that the virus causes blood clots in blood vessels of the lungs, blah, blah, blah. Every day in the media, we get another theory.
Again, there's lots of conspiracy theories going out there. I think there's a lot of fear. People are unsure. There's a lot that's unknown to this virus. I must admit that I have a background in applied maths and engineering, so I'm not the expert to ask in terms of the epidemiology of the virus and other aspects. So in terms of my background, I can only comment on what we see in terms of the numbers and the data that's driving the numbers at the moment.
Yeah. So when we look at the numbers, I mean, we've been going for some time. Do the numbers give you some clue as to how the graph could look in the future? I mean, you know, I mean, have we reached a peak, et cetera, et cetera?
Sure. So looking at nationally the case numbers, we seem to be heading towards a peak. However, I wouldn't say that we are that we are at a peak nationally. As I said earlier, we probably need to look at it within the provinces where the virus is spreading at a different rate. So if one looks at the graphs per province, one can possibly say that the Western Cape's curve is starting to decelerate. We see that in terms of the case numbers, that the reported cases are decreasing. It must be you must bear in mind that those confirmed cases are dependent on testing strategies and testing priorities. But also we're seeing that the number of deaths within Western Cape is slowly starting to decelerate. So I think we can start to say that Western Cape is peaking at the moment. If we then look at other provinces, we can safely say that Gauteng is surging right now. Eastern Cape and Northwest are also following suit, and those provinces will all follow Western Cape in the near future.
Now, one thing that's interesting, I was looking at the figures earlier this morning, and there appears in the last 2 days to have been a drop-off. Is that a significant drop-off, or is that just a zigzag in the graph?
Are you referring to the drop-off in case numbers?
Yeah, the drop-off in case numbers.
No problem. So I don't think we can read too much into that, because just 2 days ago, or rather on Saturday, South Africa reported the highest number of confirmed cases within a 24-hour period of over 7,200. So I don't think that our numbers are dropping off. I do think that they are still increasing, in fact, and we need to rather look at 7-day averages, perhaps, because of different reporting measures or so that vary during the week.
Now, if we look at the amount of cases that we are experiencing, our landscape, as it were, are there any other places in the world where we can make comparisons? Because when I look at the graphs of the different countries, every country seems to have its own kind of peculiarities, and it seems as if in South Africa we have them as well. So is it possible to even begin to make comparisons to other places?
I tried to do that a few weeks back, and initially there was suspicion that maybe comparing with other countries in the southern hemisphere might give us some indication, because we were still sort of at the end of our summer months when coronavirus hit. And so did the summer months, or the hotter climate and sunshine, affect that? But we quickly saw that countries like Australia and New Zealand flattened their curve significantly, where we didn't. Then looking at sort of comparing with developing countries, maybe those within the BRICS region, there seem to be some correlation there, where countries barring China, which started off a lot sooner than the others, the case numbers are increasing significantly within Brazil, Russia, India, and we see now South Africa. So there may be some sort of correlation there. One can perhaps also look at countries like Chile, which seems to show a similar pattern to what we're seeing. Overall, it's still very early days to make any conclusive correlation, so it's difficult to compare. I think each country is on their own sort of trajectory. We're learning from other countries, but at the end of it, we're still all on our own trajectory.
And of course, there was a warning from the World Health Organization just before I came to studio, where they were saying, look, it's not over. You know, you can't start partying quite yet. And they were referring specifically to the U.S., where things really seem to be spiraling.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. is surging. I guess they're going through a second peak, or I don't even know if they really got over the first peak, in fact. It is very true. This isn't over. And to be quite honest, we're in for a long haul. And even though we're all coronavirus fatigued and tired of lockdown, I think we need to understand and appreciate that we're in this for a longer period. We can't simply just get tired of it and forget about all the precautions that we need to take. There's still a long way to go.
Dr. Ridwan Suleiman, Senior Researcher, CSIR, talking to us about our fatality rate in COVID-19 in South Africa being well below the world average, 3.4 world, we 1.8, and our recovery rate so high, 49% at the moment, but it was over 50% at the end of last week. Dr. Ridwan Suleiman, thanks a lot. Good luck with the research.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Here at AHK Motor Spares, we ride on service, quality and price. Is that right, Joey?
Yeah! We open 7 days per week with locations nationwide and well-trained professionals, my brother.